consider the acceleration of government construction projects as some kind of jobs program?
Well, we're looking at that and have been looking at that. That is already, those are things that are in the budget, in which various agencies and departments and the Veterans Administration have got things that need doing. And what we're looking at is to see if we can accelerate the start of those and move them up. And it wouldn't make any budget change.
Mr. President, would you look with favor on accelerating some of those construction projects, even if it meant increasing the budget, perhaps by okaying construction projects that were scheduled to take place in later years?
Well, we might look at them, but we would look at them always with the idea that our greatest goal must be to hold this line on deficits in order to reassure the money markets out there that we do intend to hold the line and that they can look forward to continued recovery. Anne?
One thing concerned me, you said unemployment has finally started down. Does that mean that you think that over, say, the next 2 years, unemployment won't come back up, touching the 11% mark? Do you think this is a trend downward or just a dip?
I think it is a trend. I do think this. If you look at past recessions, you'll see that there's been a volatility to the unemployment figures. Now, that doesn't mean that they come up higher than the highest point. But, for example, there may be a month where it might level off or come up, say, a little above the 10.4. I don't think that you will see it come up above the high mark of 10.8.
Early this week in St. Louis, you said quite emphatically that there would be no give on the third year of the tax cut and on indexation the following year. Yet your spokesman, including the Treasury Secretary, have been hinting in public otherwise, that there might be some give. Which is it going to be?
I think the worst thing in the world we could do, and particularly with recovery started now, is to do anything that would smack of a tax increase, as those wouldn't to take away those two parts of the economic program. And I just feel very determined about that.
Why have your spokesman been hinting otherwise?
Well, I haven't heard exactly the remarks, and since I've come back, we haven't had a chance for any conversations about that. Maybe they're trying to indicate what I did in the State of the Union address, that there is a certain flexibility with regard to wanting to have a bipartisan program here to go forward together as we did on the Social Security program. Bill?
Mr. President, with the consensus now on both sides of the aisle up on Capitol Hill, will you commit to some kind of jobs program, and will you commit to one that contains what your own people are calling humanitarian aid for the unemployed?
Well, let me point something out they seem to be ignoring. First of all, the Basic Employment and Training Program, the Act of 1983, is providing $5 billion, job training and so forth, for almost, or about 3 million Americans. That's in the fiscal 83 year. But there is already $93 billion in the 84 budget for that very fact, for the unemployed, the needy, and so forth. So we've got quite a big budgeted amount in this, and programs and ideas aimed at job training to meet this structural problem, because there are many unemployed people who will not be going back to the same jobs they had. Those jobs will no longer exist, and we're prepared to do something about that.
Sir, if I may follow up, there's a great deal of pressure from both Republicans and Democrats to do something visible and to do it soon, beyond what's already in your budget proposal. Will you?
Well, they were talking about that before they'd seen what was in the budget proposal.
And they're still talking.
I had an argument the other day with someone who was talking about the very things that I was finally able, when I got a word in, to say it's in the budget already. And we're certainly going to listen to what is suggested in relation to what is already proposed. And, as I say, we want to go forward in a bipartisan manner.
Mr. President, on humanitarian aid, do you intend to provide any help at all for those people who have no food or not enough of it, and those people who have no homes?
We certainly are doing everything that we can in that regard, and there are programs that have been in place over the years for that very problem. Those people are automatically eligible for the programs that are in place. And we intend to continue that.
Nothing new at all.
No.
Mr. President, could you give us your own reaction to the half-dozen incidents that have occurred between our Marines and the Israelis in Lebanon? And could you also respond to this growing feeling that the Marines are in there for a longer stay than we initially thought? Some people are now talking about the possibility that the Marines may be there for another year.
I can't set any time limit on it. We're trying to expedite the departure from Lebanon of all the foreign forces in there. These incidents are the type of thing that can happen, and the best answer to them is for the Israelis, the Syrians, and what remnants of the PLO there are, to go back beyond their own borders. The multinational forces were put in there at the request of the Lebanese government while they tried to establish stability in their own country, and this is evidence of it. The fact that where the multinational forces are carrying out their purpose, these repeated efforts to go through their lines and do what has been agreed that they will not do. And I think our forces are behaving very well. Sam?
Sir, I'd like to follow up on that. Did the Marine captain do the right thing? Were the Israelis trying to penetrate a place where they should not have? And I guess more importantly, do we now have assurances from Israel that it won't happen again?
We do have such assurances, and I must say that, yes, the same unit and the same commander had tried three times at this same point. And in my view, the Marine officer did the only thing that he could do.
Mr. President, can you tell us, with the trucking strike having increased violence, whether you agree with Senator McClure, who now wants to repeal the user fees that would go into effect in 84 and 85 and that have upset the independent truckers? Would you support that, or would you let Congress repeal those user fees?
I have to say that to allow a very tiny percentage of the truckers, the trucking union is opposed to what they're doing. About 80% of the independent truckers are not observing this strike. Some of them have been intimidated and frightened off the road, and you can understand that with the violence that's taken place. But to let a small percentage of any group of people in our country, by the use of murder and violence of the kind that they've used, change the laws of this country would be the worst precedent that we could set. How could there be any law and order from then on? No, I have authorized the Justice Department to have the FBI cooperate with local authorities in trying to put an end to this violence. But we have always had a policy with regard to the user fee concept, which governs most of our transportation, gasoline taxes and so forth, that there has been a proportionately higher tax for the trucks, commercial trucks, based on the very fact that they not only make a greater use and a commercial use than does the passenger automobile, they also represent a greater wear and tear on the highways. Now, the taxes originally proposed were sizably reduced before the bill was passed. And these taxes, over and above the fuel tax, are being phased in, as you pointed out, over the next couple of years. And actually, I think that it is proportionately fair that those taxes be paid. And like any other business tax, they have the opportunity to pass them on to the customer, which is what happens with business taxes. A business can't pay taxes. It's a cost of production. But the worst thing in the world, as I say, that we could do would be to let any group of citizens say that they could change the laws of this country by committing murder.
Mr. President, you spoke of a spending freeze in your State of the Union message. Now that Congress has had a chance to go over the budget, the Democrats are saying it isn't so much a freeze. Defense spending goes up, social spending comes down, and some services, such as legal services, would be abolished altogether.
I said and made it plain, the overall total budget number was freed. Within that, yes, there are some things that are increased. Given better, higher priorities. There's some things given lower priorities. But I believe that we have preserved the safety net as we've always said we would. And I think that it is about time, since there have been, in spite of all the talk and the term budget cuts, there have been no budget cuts. Each year, spending has gone up. And what we have cut are the projected budgets that were left for the next 5 years by the previous administration. And incidentally, with regard to defense going up, might be well to point out that the increase in defense spending, we have more than cut in half the increase over the projected Carter defense budget. Much more than half has been cut, and the increase since we've been here has only been about $3 billion a year over what he had proposed then. And he was down, in his spending, he was down to 5% of gross national product for defense spending. In the 1960s, defense spending was 10% of gross national product. It was 8% in the 1970s. And by 1979, it brought it down to 5%. And we are holding it to 7%.
Honey, you were getting laughs.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
And 2 days early. Aren't they
Happy
coming
birthday.
Fast enough without moving it?
Make a wish.
You should know what I'm wishing.
It's easy enough to guess, sir. It's easy enough to guess.
Now.
See, you don't have to share that little one. Look what's there.
It's from Tip O'Neill. Something's
coming out. Football bladder's in it, blown up. They explode.
No, it's from me.
No, I said the cake.
Read it for us, Mr. President.
Well, it says, I love you, and it says, what more can I say? Happy birthday. And then it says, guess who? But she already just gave it away. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that's all right.
You want to finish your statement about unemployment?
I think this ends the question. I have to make the first cut.
Make a wish.
Again, a wish.
Any wish you can tell us, Mr. President? Keep the bill here.
You can't tell what you wish because it won't come true.
And you have to take the first piece.
I have to take the first piece. I'll spoil my lunch.
You have to take the first piece.
I'd have cut it smaller if I'd have known that.
As you can all see, the president is having a birthday party in the press room, just having taken questions on a variety of subjects. Let's hear what he's saying right now.
I think he's doing just fine.
Well, maybe this would be a good time for you to tell him whether you think he should run again.
Oh, no.
You're not getting too old to run again, are you, sir?
What?
You're not getting too old to run again, are you, sir?
How would you like a piece of cake, Sam?
What kind is it? Did you bake it yourself?
As a matter of fact, Sam, since she cut that one smaller, here, take mine, and I'll drink.
No, that's bad luck.
Do you feel up for 6 more years, Mr. President?
I have learned not to argue with her superstitions.
As you can all see, while the president often takes tough questions from reporters, he is quite able to banter and joke with reporters and has, in fact, a very warm relationship with him. And so does Mrs. Reagan, who's cutting birthday cake for the press.
Oh, you sold out for less than that.
A little dig at Sam Donaldson of ABC News.
I assume that since the cake came in, everything's off the record.
We just don't care.
We won't tell see these microphones. As far as we know, they're still on.
I thought you were giving them to me.
Well, how am I going to do this?
Thank you.
Do you have any observations on your birthday, Mr. President? I mean, any thoughts about the future? It's a softball question.
It is... It's just the 31st anniversary of my 39th birthday, and I'm enjoying every one of them. And I think that it's fine when you consider the alternative.
I don't know.
Now you get everybody served back there.
What would you like for your birthday?
What would I like?
You can tell us.
We'll never tell anybody.
Just between us.
Okay, as you can see, President Reagan sharing his birthday cake with the reporters in the White House press office. He just having had a news conference about the drop in unemployment rates, which he says he is taking heart from, and that it shows that America is on the move and on the mend. He said that he is not going to have a jobs bill that increases the deficits. That would send the wrong signal to the money markets. He also talked about the truckers' strike, saying that it would be wrong to give in and change the law because people are committing murder and the government should not give in to that kind of pressure. We will have a full report on the president's news conference and on the unemployment rates on the CBS Evening News tonight with Dan Rather. I'm Leslie Stahl, CBS News. Good afternoon.